That'll make him bark. Watch this.
Boo-boo, watch him.
Watch him. Rick DeVinny and his dog, a 14-year-old long-haired dachshund named Boo, live in a tent in the woods of East Orlando. Rick's had Boo since he was a puppy, and he says Boo's the only family he has since his wife died in 2006. Rick says he first tried to get into a downtown Orlando shelter a few winters ago.
He said, you have to leave him outside, chain him up to the dumpster or something. And it was like 20 degrees. I said, well, you know what? I'll freeze with my dog. I'm not leaving him out here.
It turns out none of the major shelters in Central Florida accept pets. Rick says he'd be glad to enter a shelter, maybe even get into the job placement programs that shelters often provide, but he won't leave his campsite unless Boo can come too.
Homeless people, they have their animals. That's their love. And they're not going to leave that behind.
Statistics seem to agree with Rick. A 2007 study of homeless people living in camps in Orlando's wooded areas found that 1 in 3 of them would not go into shelter, at least in part, because they weren't willing to give up their pets. University of Central Florida sociology professor Dr. James Wright was in charge of the study.
The lack of shelter for homeless people who have pets is one barrier to getting these people into a system of care, out of the weather, into shelter, into case management, and on the road to self-sufficiency.
But Wright says recognizing the problem and having the ability to fix it are two different things. Wright is also on the board of directors for the Coalition for the Homeless, the largest provider of homeless services in Central Florida. He says the Coalition and Orlando's other big shelters are aware of the need, but trying to fulfill it gets complicated and costly.
They don't have the physical facility nor the financial resources to just up and say, okay, as of tonight, we're going to start taking people that have pets.
However, Wright says, it can be done. There is one well-known homeless shelter in Florida that has a facility for pets. It's in Homestead, one of several shelters run by Miami-based Community Partnership for the Homeless. Dan Vincent is executive director there. He says the kennel can accommodate up to 12 pets, and in the 8 years they've had it, he cannot remember a time it was ever empty.
Something that we view as indispensable. We would not want to live without that now that we've had it to this point, and so many success stories have come out of that.
Vincent says his facility lucked out with a wealthy donor, so they have a nicely appointed separate kennel building with a large fenced-in yard. But, he says, a separate kennel room with some dog crates and a fenced-in patch of grass outside could also do the trick under the right circumstances. And he notes the cost of kennel upkeep is minimal.
We build it into an operations person's routine to make sure that the kennels are cleaned out. The owners are responsible for their pets. You could probably likely find a good-hearted veterinarian who takes this as a passion and a good cause and volunteers their time, and it all comes together.
Meanwhile, in Central Florida, UCF study author James Wright says homeless pet owners get through cold nights the best way they know how.
They're throwing more logs on their campfires, and they're probably going to various churches and other facilities to obtain extra blankets and cuddling up with their animals and sharing heat and staying warm for the night. Nothing you or I would want to do.
Back at his camp, Rick says he's not sure it's something he wants to do either, and if he could, he'd give people in his situation a choice.
If I won the lottery, I would open up I'd rent a big old warehouse for homeless people with their animals. They let them sleep there till they get on their feet.
Until there are more resources to go around, or until Orlando's shelters luck into a wealthy donor like Homestead's did, there are no plans to build a pet-friendly homeless shelter in Central Florida. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.